What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 5 of Late with Nate. Thank you all for tuning in, and as always, get comfortable and relax and enjoy the show. Now, today it's going to be pretty random because I want to talk about Kim Potter. I want to talk about the vaccine, and I know what you're thinking. Everybody's talking about the vaccine, but it's important to educate ourselves as much as we can, because if the public doesn't talk about it, then we're just going to rely on the government to tell us what to do, and that doesn't seem all that right either. But at the same time, speaking on the vaccine, I mean, billionaires got it. Not every billionaire, but I clearly see that there's a lot of millionaires and billionaires that are getting the vaccine. I mean, I know one thing. If Rihanna ever says that she got the vaccine, I'll get it. Because if billionaires are getting the vaccine, then they must, like, I just think they get it because they travel. And it's just a matter of, well, you know what? If you want to go out here and travel the world and do what you do every day, then you got to get it. But, I mean, that goes for anybody. Like, and it just, you know, it helps because I'm introverted, so I stay, you know, to myself. But at the same time, like, what if I'm older? What if I, you know, get a big break and I make it and I'm out and about? And I think at that point I probably will, just because I'm gonna be scared to be around people who are careless and don't take care of their body. Like, y'all literally be in crowded areas with people that are sick and then don't care, or know y'all got it, don't get the vaccine, and then still be linking up and be around people. Like, that's scary. And I really just don't know. Like I said yesterday, like, if I get sick, I'll get the vaccine. If I don't, I won't. I'm just like, the logic, I understand. Take the medicine to get better. But take the medicine to get sick, to keep me from getting sick in the future, that I just don't understand. Like, if I'm already healthy, why make myself sick? Now, if this is some type of, okay, this is a virus that turns you into a fucking zombie, and if you don't take it and somebody breathes on you or coughs on you, you're gonna turn into a zombie like them. Okay, I got you. That, yeah, and I'm looking at zombies walking around. Yeah, give me the fucking vaccine. But this isn't Resident Evil, you know what I mean? This is a virus from bacteria and germs, like a cold that just mutated and got stronger and got out of control. That is something that you are exposed to because of carelessness, or you're around people who are careless, you know what I mean? So That's how I feel about this. Like, because here's the thing, it's been out since November of 2019. I know that there are people that aren't vaccinated, and it's been out for over 2 years now. Corona, the whole thing has been out for 2 years. 2 years. It's already been 2 years. This is a part of American history now. Do you understand that? Like, when we look back at this shit 50 years from now, this is going to be in the history books. The pandemic of 2020. It literally has made that much of an impact on the world that it is going to go down in history. Probably world history, because it actually, I can't even just say American history, because it hit everywhere, you know? with everybody traveling and being careless, that the 2020 spring break time, nobody gave a fuck in March. Everybody went on spring break, and then it just got out of control. You know? So I just want people to understand that it's bigger than you just worrying about whether or not I got vaccinated or not. Like, I hate that people are really trying to turn the internet. Like, I look at, like, do you understand how toxic it is on the internet? To make a decision is so confusing. Because I look at one post, and somebody's, and you look at it, and it's positive, and they're like, get the vaccine, get the booster, you know, save your family, it's important. And then you look at somebody else that's like, oh yeah, unvaccinated people are selfish ass. How are we selfish? We could say the same thing about people who get abortions, but that's their God-given right. And guess what? It's our God-given right not to want to be infected with something if we're not sick. Like, I understand getting the vaccine if I'm sick. That I completely understand. That makes sense to me. It's just the before part. But instead of worrying about if I'm not sick, let's try to find a cure for it. Because all these little vaccines, we gonna be injecting our motherfucking bodies to the for the next fucking 50 years. And if you think I'm about to keep injecting my body every other month or every time a new strand of that virus comes out, you got me fucked up. We ain't been doing this type of shit for decades, centuries, and now we just inject it. No, mm-mm. Which leads me back to what I said about all those Everest commercials in the early 2000s. Because now the medical field is popping. I mean, they booming so good, it don't make no goddamn sense. At the payoff of people's lives, that is. But the idea of constantly getting these vaccines is terrifying. We don't know what this shit is, and we just do it, you know? I need some more knowledge. I need to know what is what. I just don't like being a sheep to things, that's all. It's not like I want to, you know, put people at risk. And honey, I'm not. Because, bitch, I'm not out here in the public, honey. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. I don't go nowhere. I pay my bills. I get my groceries. I mind my business. I stay in my house. Period. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here in clubs and parties and big crowds acting a fool, doing a bunch of bullshit. I wouldn't be on this damn podcast every hour, every day, if I was doing that type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not me. So I respect the world's boundaries of saying, hey, don't be a part of the problem. When I go out in public, I wear my mask. I have on hand sanitizer. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I stay 6 feet away from people. I take precautions and I follow protocol. I just want to know what you put in my body. And like I said, if I was sick, then absolutely. But if I'm healthy and the virus has been out for 2 years and I'm still healthy, no. I'm not doing that to myself. I'm terrified to walk in a hospital right now. I'm scared that I might walk to the hospital and breathe it in. And shit, I was all fine sitting in my motherfucking house, but now I come outside and go in the motherfucking hospital, and now I'm coughing. Now I got a scratchy throat. You know, and now I'm a fucking worrier, okay? I don't need to have a COVID test to know if I got it. I'll know if something going on because I'm gonna freak out. I'm gonna freak myself out way more than any symptoms will tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already a worrier. So that's the type of thing, like, you don't gotta tell me. I pay attention to my body, and I'm still young. You know, a lot of people say, oh, people pay attention to their body, you know, when they get older and stuff like that. But me, I don't know, maybe it's just because how I grew up and everything, but I pay attention to my body. You know, that's why I'm serious about my health. Like, you know, I have my snacks, I eat my bullshit, but I'm also about, like, okay, make sure you drink some fucking alkaline water. You know, don't just be drinking tap water. Stay away from pop. Try to stay away from sugar if you can. You know, I used to love gummy bears and gummy worms and shit, but now I don't eat that all the time. Every blue moon I might. I don't even have cake and ice cream all the time. Like, that used to be my go-to, but it was like, you know, I didn't like how that made me feel. So my thing is, long story short, I take care of my body. And I just feel like your body does its part to stay strong and have its immune system. Like, that's your go-to. And that's another thing. Like another thing. Boom, boom, pop. What's the main thing that you put your body at risk? When you having sex, your immune system. You know, don't play around with those germs and those viruses. I'm not having sex, honey. I don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't leave my house. So between celibacy, alkaline water, wearing my mask, being 6 feet away from people. I'm not sick. And the virus has been out since November of 2019. Look up the records. The first case was in November of 2019. That's why a lot of people are not trying to just, you know, inject their body right now. And I don't understand why people can't understand that. If people can respect abortion, then why can't you understand healthy people not wanting to be vaccinated? I understand if you're sick or if you're a person that's out here traveling and you go everywhere, everybody's house, you travel, you fly, you work at big businesses, big corporate. Okay, I got you. You are literally all over the place. You have a way higher chance of being exposed to it. But if you just a plain Jane ass nigga, you've been minding your business, doing your same little shit the whole 2 years this virus been out, and you healthy, why should you get vaccinated? Why should you get vaccinated if you're not sick? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I'm totally for it if I do get sick. But if I'm not sick, why do that? Because the idea of the shot is that it has the antidote in it, but it also has the actual virus itself. You know what I mean? Like the coronavirus, Rona, the whole thing, the thing that we're trying to avoid in our body. You know what I'm saying? So the logic in me just can't get past that part. I know it has the little antidote in there, but it also has the actual virus. What if my body don't take to that? My body is like, bitch, what's this? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put this shit is killing people. People are dying. This ain't like a flu shot where, oh, okay, you can take, you're not going to die. But then again, Let me back up and rephrase that. Look up people with the. There are people that have died from the flu shot. there are statistics, there are status reports of this. I'm not even making this up. Look it up on Google. Look it up on wherever they got all that fancy dancy truth shit. Look it up. People have died from the flu shot. And I just don't understand the logic behind it. If I'm not sick, why put the virus in my body? And the way they got these videos and people shrivel up and dying and getting sick, it's just, I just want people to understand, if social media wasn't so fucking contradicting and really 50-50, it would be easier to make a decision. If everybody was on board, then yeah. But everybody is turning everybody against each other, so it's really hard to do that. It's really hard to sit down and say, I want to get this vaccine. Because let's face the facts, y'all got to keep getting these boosters. And how long are we going to do this? We ain't had no big outbreak since the early 1900s. You know what I'm saying? That was over 100 years ago. Here we are with another pandemic. And how long are we going to keep injecting ourselves with this vaccine? And then all of these boosters. What is that? What are these boosters? What is that? What is that? Can somebody tell me what these vaccines are? What is in them? Because we know the virus is in there, but what's all that other stuff? And then y'all gonna keep injecting people with these boosters. How many boosters are we gonna get? Because the virus ain't going nowhere. I mean, at this point, people are like, at this point, people are like, they still dying. And it's not like we're finding a way to contain the virus. It's still being spread because people keep traveling. So that's why I put logic into the fact, okay, bitch, stay your ass in the house. Oh, guess what? You're introverted. You don't go nowhere anyway. You know what I mean? So, I know I've been doing my part. I've been doing my part before this shit even came out. You know? And like I said, I go through all the precautions. I do all the stuff. I just don't want to get a bunch of weird stuff in my body. Because as a child, I didn't have all that. We didn't do all that. We didn't have all these million shots that we're getting year after year after year. At this rate, we're going to have to get a new booster shot every 6 months. Or every year for that matter. Isn't that kind of dangerous? What is that doing to our blood? You know, like, it's just, I'm concerned about stuff, and people just like, do it. But why? Why? You know, you just fussing about somebody else doing something else that caused a bunch of trouble. So now I'm supposed to do what you want to do, or the majority, or we don't even know if that's the majority, to be honest. I don't even know what's the minority and the majority when it comes to the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, because it's really 50-50 at this point. That's why it's so hard for me to make a decision. But at the same time, I just stay, you know, playing safe and focus on my survival skills. Like, You know? I know people that I know closely that go to work every day. They interact with people. They wear their mask. They social distance themselves. And they're fine. They're healthy. So it's ways for people to be free, you know what I mean? Like, now people that's out here in big crowds, like going to concerts. If you get to go to a concert, you should probably get vaccinated. That's why they really have most things in New York. Like, you can't go to certain, a lot of big events in New York because they have a mandate that you have to be vaccinated. So I just think people need to decide exactly who they are as a person. And if you're a person, if you're a social person, get vaccinated. If you're not, then pick and choose what you want to do. But if you're a social person, most definitely, because you're going to put yourself in people's environment and you're going to put people at risk at the same time. And if you get sick. But if I'm sitting here perfectly fine, why am I a selfish person? Because I'm surviving. People don't understand. People that are unvaccinated, they still gotta survive and stay healthy. You think we're just walking around like, oh, la, 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 la. Like, no. We're even more uptight and tense. But I think even if I was vaccinated, I still wouldn't be sitting around talking to everybody and doing everything. It would make me nervous. Like, you know, don't overdo it. Don't push it. And there were stories about people that got vaccinated that still were testing positive for COVID because there was this new strand out right now. So, how many boosters, and like I said, how many years is this gonna go on? So if y'all about to get 7 boosters, 10, 9, 8, 7, 3 million boosters, I might as well wait until the 3 millionth one. Because I'm not about to inject all that bullshit over the years and then it not be effective. And then up, you coming back in next year and inject this. And then up, it just don't work no more. So then you come in and you inject this. And I'm not doing that. That's insane. Because if something happens to my body to a reaction to all those chemicals, you think the doctor's going to give a fuck? No, they're going to say, oh, you got this. Here, take these pills and they'll help that. And then these side effects fuck up my body. Now I'm sitting here sick because of that. Now I'm in the hospital. Now I'm more exposed and vulnerable to the virus. All in all, trying to get rid of it. So you see the chain reaction and stuff sometimes. I just feel like people need to educate themselves. And my thing, it leads back to what I said. People have freedom and a right to abortion. So why can't we have the right to choose what to put in our body? That's all I'm saying. Like, I totally understand if we're a social person and if we're already sick. But if we're introverted people who have been doing the same things that we did before and after the virus, and now to this very day are still healthy, why can't we have that right? You know, why does it have to be a thing of turning each other against each other? Like, I just don't understand that part. I think it's just a gimmick to scare people. All in all, you're just injecting people with all this stuff that becomes ineffective after, you know, a couple of months. And then you don't tell anybody what the side effects of this stuff is. I know damn well there's got to be some side effects. Like, and the stuff they talking about is like mild side effects. It's just bullshit. But I mean, what's the long term? Is this going to affect our blood? Is this going to cause any type of neurological damage? Like, I'm concerned about things. Everything's fine now, but what about 5 years from now? What happens when we're injecting all these boosters? Because I know damn well they're not going to just say, oh, the virus went away after 2020. The virus is not going anywhere. It's in the entire world. You know what I'm saying? It has not been contained. So that's why I know that you can kind of see, like, okay, we're going to keep getting these shots for years and years and years and years and years. Because it's just going to, the virus is just going to keep mutating, right? So if that's the case, that means we just going to keep, like, this is going to be the generation of everybody getting shots. And then future generations are always just going to, like, isn't that going to, like, affect human development over time? That can't be healthy. Because our body already has mechanisms to fight against health. And I'm already healthy. Like, I'm trying to look at the bigger picture. Everybody looking at right now. And it's really because people are dying. If people were just getting sick, and then it's like, okay, you can take the vaccine, and then you'll just be 100% better. But people actually be dying from it, so that's why people are freaking out. But it's like, I'm thinking about the bigger picture. Like, is all this really safe? That's what I want to know. Is all this really safe? The other thing I wanted to talk about was Kim Porter. Or Kim Potter or whatever. I mainly just want to talk about her mugshot. Because if you know about the trial, you feel how you feel about it. And your opinion is your opinion. But in my case, I just wanted to specifically talk about her mugshot with her smiling in it. That, I'm sorry I got paused so much. I was like in a daze. That shit gave me chills when I saw it. It really freaked me out because it's like, that's like the backbone of the racism of this country. Like, it's really like that. People really feel, and like, you know, she protected. Ain't nobody fucking with her. Because they gonna go in there and they gonna be like, what did you do? And they're gonna be like, I killed a black man. And she's gonna be alright. You know, she gonna have all the protection. She gonna be safe. She not gonna get in no fights. Like, she'll be fine. That's why she smiled like that. Black folks don't smile when they go in jail like that. Asians don't be smiling when they go into jail like that. Latinas, Latinos, Latinx, they don't be laughing when they go up in there like that. I think that's really the fact that people think that that's okay is the part that gets me, because it's like people can literally kill people, and just because you're the minority of the country, that's okay. Because that's really what this is about. Black folks and other minorities make up 12% and less of the country. The rest is of European descent. White, Caucasian, blah, 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 blah. So that's why you can literally kill people and smile when you go to jail for manslaughter, when it was really murder, but whatever. Because she'll be protected. And she can probably spend probably life in prison, but she'll be fine. And then she'll probably get maybe like 20, 30 years. After this isn't talked about and it don't matter anymore, to the public, that is, then she'll be released for good behavior. But a black person would have sat in there for ever. Forever. You know what I mean? Like, for example, that truck driver who his brakes gave out, and unfortunately 4 people passed away. They were about to give him 110 years, which is basically just life. I don't even know why the justice system does that. Like, why do that? Why give somebody 99 years in prison? 110 years in prison. They're clearly not an infant. So that's the whole shebang. You know what I mean? And thank God that they're reconsidering his sentence and the whole thing in general. Like, it's just insane that... That's why I'm like, nah, I'm gonna stay right where I'm at. Because, you know, racism is everywhere, but it ain't that bad where I'm at. And shit, the niggas around you that look just like you be the ones that's more hurtful anyway, so I'll take that any day. But the idea of the perception of white people, like, where things would get out, like, that really does apply. It really is some evil people out there. So while you worried about if I got vaccinated, honey, I'm worried about if you crazy. And bitch, I'm in my motherfucking house anyway. You know? People are walking around here murdering people and getting away with it, and you worried about a booster? You worried about what I look like? Oh, this can't be my car. You can't afford that. You go to this school? How? Who paid for that? Do you have a scholarship? You work at this job? You must be the janitor. You don't take the bus? Good for you. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know what I mean? Like, and then the interview with Joe Biden and him saying that he would run for office. All I'm gonna say is I miss Obama. Say what you wanna say about a black president. It was more peaceful when Obama was in office. Because right after Obama left, it was that Trump bullshit. And now we got all these vaccine mandates. We didn't really do that much in the 2 years that he'd been in office. I mean, 2022 right around the corner. People still fussing about student loan debts. And honestly, he did extend the student loan relief until May of next year. May 1st. I don't know if you know that, but I knew that, so boom. Because I know people were thinking, oh shit, it was just coming up on the mandate. But it's like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. People are dying. No, you know, all our savings and resources is being used. And the country is turning against each other about a vaccine. All in all, while the normal racism and bullshit is going about, probably more now than ever, because people are in a frantic and it's really, you know, it's a lot. But honestly, I kind of think there's just middle class, because you look at the celebrities and shit. Like, Offset and Cardi B. Like, he just had his birthday, and she made a video about, like, about them being really grateful and them having everything they needed. Like, I don't think they're worried about the stuff that middle class people worry about. You know? Like, they got all that money, they probably vaccinated, and they good. So it's just a matter of like getting your money up, I guess. If you middle class and you feel like you're struggling, just focus. This pandemic has taught me more than anything. Save. If you don't have a savings account, make one. I got one. I've been saving, honey. Life experience is the best teacher. So that I will say. So just be smart, you know. But I miss Obama, because aside from the Ebola outbreak that went down right before he ended in office, And then that cleared up. Now nobody's talking about Ebola anymore. Ain't that funny? But everybody was trying to throw shade at him when that outbreak came out. Talking about Africans is nasty and blah, 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 blah. But then when the coronavirus came out, what was we doing? We was disrespecting Asians. So it's just like this whole thing is really fucking dumb. Because we just walk around here like, oh, you stupid. No, you stupid. Like, no. And these are grown-ass men and women in power. So don't talk about middle class or young folks or social media being crazy. Because it's people in power that are grown as hell and they do dumbass shit. They petty, they manipulative, and they'll do whatever they can to step on somebody's neck for money. All in all, while people are dying, you and me, you know what I mean? Knock on wood, bitch, because I ain't about to be one. I fuck up on a lot of shit. But one thing I know how to do best is survive. My survival skills is on point. And I'm gonna take care of me and my two babies, my dogs, and me gonna be okay. We gonna be like the motherfucking pre-sequel of The Walking Dead over here. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Cause as soon as a motherfucker turn into a zombie, I'm out this bitch. I'ma build a fucking chair with spikes and wheels with chains and fire, and I'm gonna be out this bitch. I'm gonna put some turbos on that bitch. I'm gonna hook my dogs up to it. It's gonna be like a fucking sleigh. I'm gonna get a machete. Give me a couple guns, give me some weapons, whatever. And me and my dogs, we're gonna be all right. But until then, till motherfucking zombies come out, my ass staying in the motherfucking house. Because between the politics, and I'm gonna say it again for the third time, I miss Obama. As he grilled out on the White House lawn. He was down to earth. He made peace with Cuba. Now I'm really gonna have a connection with that because I'm part Cuban myself. But that is like a big deal. I watch The Office almost every fucking day, and they made a joke about not going to Cuba because, you know, back then it was drama. We had beef. And now we don't. Why? Because of a black man. You're welcome. And all the other great shit that he tried to do and did do that people don't want to give him credit for. Cause right now we doing so great. Not. We in fucking shambles over here. But you know what? He like, I did my two terms. I was a senator. I was a president. I did my two terms. I served my country. I'm out. He minded his business. He took care of his kids. And Michelle is writing her book and doing her women's rights and, you know, just living her life. Because even she said, by the second term, even if he could run again, she ain't doing it. I love that joke she made. She was like, two turns is enough, sir. Wrap it up. Because this shit, you know, it ain't all glitz and glamour. It's all, you know, with that motherfucking, just because that camera on don't mean they smiling the whole time. You know what I mean? They gotta smile because it's gotta look good. Bow me, shit. But at least they would have kept it real. Because honestly, I don't know how to read Miss Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. I mean, we really had a shit show with Trump. It was just, he was so petty and toxic and like, you couldn't even get over the fact that he was trying to do stuff sometime because he did 3 million dumb shit. So it was like, then, I mean, come on now, we knew, you can, at the very least, we can at least admit that he is borderline racist. If you don't want to flat out say he is, you can at least say that he has tendencies to be racist. Because that man did a lot of shit that was inappropriate for a president to do. Point blank period, and y'all know it. So say what you want to say. But we sure going through a hell of a lot with Joe and Trump and all of them. And I just wish people will open your eyes, because really, it was this funny clip. I don't know if it was on King Batch or whose page, but it was something about talking about the social media propaganda and how it's really a distraction to what's really going on in the government and, you know, just the world around us. I mean, shit, we probably got asteroids coming this way that we not even paying attention to because you too busy fussing about what I look like and did I get the vaccine and, oh, she dating a man and she look like a woman. You know, like, it's just too much. That's why I'm like, honey, I need to stay to myself and regroup, figure out life as best as I can, because I'm trying to figure out what's the whole WAP, man. I feel like we fussing about student loan debt, childhood baggage, racism, financial debt, children, hunger. Like, it's so much that we fussing about, and it's like, if we would come together, we could figure this shit out. Because we just gonna keep doing this for generations and generations and generations. And that'd be my thing. Like, sometimes it'd be so much yelling, it's like, whoa, can we, like, freeze frame? Don't people feel like that sometimes? Like, you really need to freeze frame time. Like, I need to step back and look at it like, okay, what is this? Because I'm in the middle of something else, but I know it's a bigger thing to this. It's just a lot. And I think because of the pandemic hit and because I'm getting older, that's what really got me going. Because I remember as a kid, man, you couldn't even get me to look at the news. I was like, that is so boring. Who cares? It don't matter. Blah, blah, blah. Now I care so much. I care so much because it's like, bitch, this affects my life. This is going to affect future generations. This is going to affect me when I get old and crusty. And that's really going to matter then. I'm so terrified of getting old. Because if the world gonna be as fucked up as it is now, bitch, it ain't hope for nobody. And if it ain't no cure for this damn, like, cure for the pandemic, we just gonna keep getting these shots for the rest of our lives. And people like
Kim Potter is gonna go to jail smiling. And politics is gonna continue to put people against each other. Like, I mean, you got people that be in families that literally break up and be arguing over this stuff. All over a color. Blue side, red side. Rah, 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 rah. You know what I mean? Like, it's a color. Or you liberal. Or you know, undecided. Or I don't even know what the other ones are. Or the conservative. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about the vaccine anymore because I don't want to talk about it all the time. I talked about it yesterday. I talked about it today. But it's just heavy on my heart because it's a big thing. And I really don't think this shit going nowhere because we don't seem to have a cure. It's just a temporary fix. You know what I mean? So, everybody, please wear your mask. 6 feet away. Hand sanitizer. Hygiene. If you sick, stay your ass the fuck home. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't, that's your choice. If you're sick, get vaccinated. If you're a social butterfly and you're a social person who travels, get vaccinated. Because you're going to be a part of the problem if you get sick and say, oh, it don't matter. I can count on one hand how many times I've left my house in a month. You know what I mean? So I'm not a part of the problem. And like I said, wear my mask 6 feet away. Hand sanitizer. Gloves. I even wear gloves when I go out in public. And I don't even do that because that's doing too much. But bitch, I do it now. And then when I leave wherever I'm at, I take them gloves off. If they disposable gloves, I throw them away. If they washable gloves, I put them in a bag. I tie it up. I wash it when I get home. So I'm taking all my precautions. Because, honey, I would do that even if I was vaccinated. But I know I can take care of my body first before anything. Because, bitch, I know how to survive. I might be crazy, fucked up, and everything else. But I know how to take care of my body. And I got dogs to think about. I was about to say people, but they are dogs after all. But that's my purpose right now. Me and my little life, you know what I mean? And what it contains. So I'm taking the precautions to respect people's boundaries and trying to do my part. I hope everybody has a good holiday. Eat good food. I hope everybody stay healthy, stay safe. Wash your hands. Take showers. Do what you gotta do. But be smart. Please. I mean, I used to be terrified of getting sick during the wintertime when we was kids. Because you knew the wintertime people was gonna get sick. But now, it's even worse. You know what I mean? It's even more terrifying. And we in the dead smack of the winter now. I mean, technically, let me shut up. Winter is, today is the 23rd. So, I think winter solstice started right now. It's either today, tomorrow, or yesterday. So we are in the middle of winter right now. This is going to be the coldest, bitterest part of the year until, you know, February and March. Because you know how March be kind of cold still. And then around April and May, it get warmer. And then June, July, August, you know, September, it be popping. Even October, really. It still be really good in October. But right now, the fun is over, honey. The sun is on the other side. And we need to take the precautions to stay healthy. And whatever that may be. Just because you got a shot or not, don't mean that you don't need to be healthy. Wear your mask. Don't get careless, because you might be next. I'm terrified of that shit, because this ain't a video game, honey. We can't reset it. We don't got a multiple amount of lives on the side there. We got one big one. If we fuck it up, that's it. And I think for a lot of people, it's just about having common sense. But people be social butterflies and you don't want to get out and you don't want to do this. But you got to. And life going to teach you today. And it's going to teach you tomorrow. And it's going to teach you next year. So, everybody, please be safe. Have a good holiday. Don't be acting a fool shooting. I don't know why everybody during the goddamn holidays want to start shooting. Like, we supposed to be sitting in our pajamas, getting fat, eating leftovers, and people want to choose violence. Like, what the fuck? I am going to talk about bigger and better things tomorrow. I just wanted to wrap this up with the vaccine just because it's a big turf war right now. And I think I am going to do, on a lighter note, I think I'm going to do a story time soon. So, stay tuned for that. But, on everything and anything, I am coming up on the hour. I've got about 90 seconds left. So, I just wanted to close it out by saying thank you all for listening. I really appreciate you all. Thank you for listening to my rants and my randomness. Stay safe. Always believe in you. And if you don't, I do. Because we have to look out for each other. And if we don't, who will? And most importantly, peace, love, light, and good night.